Texte numéro 131. Young adults are holding off on moving out of their parents' house. Approximately 1 in 3 US adults, age 18 to 34, live in their parents' home, according to US Census Bureau data. The pandemic caused more young adults to return home or remain living with their parents into their late 20s and 30s. Pre-pandemic, the most recent surge in the share of 18 to 34-year-olds living with their parents occurred between 2005 and 2015. Those were the times coming during the Great Recession and coming out of the Great Recession. And there were a lot of media narratives at the time about millennials eating too much avocado toast to live on their own, said Joanne Husu, a research associate professor at the University of Michigan. What we found was that part of the reason we see the escalation of young adults not leaving the nest or returning to the nest is this idea that it was harder and harder for them to weather shocks, Hsu said. Economic shocks are significant and unexpected events that disrupt financial stability in markets, which then affect households' income, employment and debt levels. More than half of Gen Z adults say they don't make enough money to live the life they want due to the high cost of living, according to a 2024 survey from Bank of America. Victoria Franklin, 27, moved back to her mum's house in the summer of 2019 after graduating from college to search for a job in business administration. I ended up bartending and waitressing until October 2019, where I got my first offer, Franklin said. So it did take a little longer than I expected. She found a job in her field in New York City, which required a 2-hour commute from her mother's home on the Jersey Shore. I thought, you know, in 6 months or so, I'll move into the city, be closer to the job, Franklin said. And the pandemic threw a wrench in those plans. Franklin decided to continue living at her mum's house after switching to fully remote job in fall 2023. My mentality is, why rent and give my money to someone else when I can start to own? Franklin said. She's saving between 40% and 50% of her income, with a big chunk allocated toward a down payment on a house. While living with parents can provide personal financial benefits, experts say this trend can negatively affect the economy. What is really good for an individual person or an individual family is not necessarily good for the entire macro economy, Husu said. One of the big boosts to consumer spending is when people form households. Adapted from CNBC.com, November 2024.